I must be the only person on the planet who hadn't gotten addicted to Game of Thrones. I asked myself, what's wrong with me? Why can't I dedicate a few hundred hours to a series about war and mayhem, rape and dragons? Have I grown up? Is that the problem? Or do I just not know what I'm missing? If the season finale rates right up there in news viewers' interest with Trump's odd little dealings with Deutsche Bank, who am I to be disdainful of the show? You got to do something with those boring evenings. I mean, if folks care as much as they do about a Starbucks coffee cups peeking out of the background, and now a water bottle, for God's sake, visible to the eagle-eyed viewers of this week's final episode, and cry foul, foul for such an egregious mistake on a show that costs about $15 million an episode, equivalent to about 5 million Starbucks coffees as long as we're immersed in trivia, then we might have a lot to worry about this coming election, whether the star of The Apprentice gets fired or not. Just saying. I admit, I never played Dungeons or Dragons. I gave up on Star Wars about episode 2 when it seemed like adolescent pulp. I couldn't even watch the third episode of The Lord of the Rings after about an hour of computer-generated mayhem in the second episode. I think my English major background ruined me. I really do. I like literature more than comic books. At least when I reach the ripe old age of 11 or 12. I think movies ought to be thought-provoking, not just entertainment. I know, I should get counseling. I live in the wrong country, the wrong era, the wrong place and time. But would counseling really help? That coffee cup misplaced in the game, maybe I'm being, I don't know, too judgmental. Maybe I should write to the anal compulsive who gleaned that mistake from the midst of elaborate sets and thank him. He ruined the series for folks who wanted a break from their banal reality. He called their attention to it. He was a moral equivalent of a person who blabs the ending in an intentional spoiler. I may have to watch the games on a rerun, just to see if I can spot the Starbucks. What else do I have to do that's any better?